Blog Talk Radio.
Well, Merry Christmas, everyone, and welcome to Deeper Truth. And I hope everyone is having a joyous and blessed Christmas to the extent that that's possible. A dear member of Deeper Truth, the Rock of Deeper Truth, has been on our hearts and minds. I want to go straight to Greg. I've got some other callers on, but I want to go straight to Gregory Thompson with an update on Donald's condition. Greg, what's the latest?
Okay. Gigi emailed me just a little while ago, maybe an hour or so, and she indicated that the MRIs, that they were waiting to hear back from that, and he did have a stroke and a brain bleed, but it's on the moderate side. And so I talked to Donald after that, and because she indicated that they're going to let him go home tonight. And so I did talk to Donald, and he was sounded like his old self, really. And that was a beautiful thing. You know, he was not that we had a long conversation because I could hear the probably nurses or whoever coming in to give him something to eat. But he does have an appetite, right now, so we know that's a positive sign. And so he's doing a lot better. I'm still going to go up. I don't know whether it'll be tomorrow or Monday. I'm going to go up and look him in the eye and just kind of giving a little more interview than because he sometimes is he is such a warrior. One of our friends that is a true warrior for the good Lord. His mother in the Catholic Church, and sometimes he might so involve himself that he gets a little rest and maybe puts himself in a little more jeopardy for having things happen. But because of the intercessory prayer of everyone we got a hold of, John, that, you know, that we were seeing already good results. And I would suggest to continue praying for full recovery and his return, and probably pray that he will listen to his wife and others that care about him to get a little rest.
And settle down a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
I know he's had a lot on his plate, but not only between the deeper truth, but, you know, the house renovation is, you know, there was some damage to his kitchen, and that's been a big stressor in his life. And in his work situation, he has a work situation that can be high stress, like mine is. And, I'd like to see him settle down. So, full disclosure, I do not have a medical background, but this sounds very, very positive to me. And I brought John Carpenter and Mike Sheeran from New Jersey on. And gentlemen, it sounds positive to me. What are your thoughts?
Well, it sounds positive to me too. It's the fact that he had a stroke, which is can be a lot more serious than this one has proven to be. So let's hope we are in for the same good fortune, that the Lord keeps his healing hand on him. You know, he needs we need him, but he needs us.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah,
John?
I know one thing about strokes is that you can certainly have more if you're not careful. So hopefully he will take all the good information in on how to prevent further complications or additional strokes. And we hope that this will be a one-time only type of deal for him, and he'll get back on that horse and ride like he can, because he's a warrior, like you said. And we kind of take him for granted sometimes. He's always the voice and the spark and the inspiration for so many of our programs. And we never think about what it would be like if he weren't at that central spot in all of this. I always introduce him as the international founder of Deeper Truth. He likes that. So we hope and pray and wish him the best, because we can't imagine we could leave this without him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
John.
That's
the thing is, you know, I've known people that have had a stroke. I've seen situations in my life, and I've seen where a person had a stroke, and this devastating stroke, and died on the spot. I've also seen situations my sister-in-law, that it was much more on the milder end. And she made a complete and full recovery. So, John, what do you think is the timetable in which we'll know just how serious it is and what his long-term recovery prognosis is?
Well, you know, like I said, following the doctor's advice, being on the right kind of medicines and stuff, because a lot of things you can do to prevent further troubles, but some people don't listen well. And I think Donald's a good soldier, and he takes orders well, and hopefully he'll follow those orders well. But there's no predictability with strokes. I mean, like you said, people can have mild ones, they can have serious ones. Sometimes they can have one and maybe never again. or maybe it might be years before they have another problem. But I think self-care, nutrition, everything that might help him is vital. Thank God his nurse, his wife is a nurse, so I'm sure she will make sure he does all the right things.
She gives some pretty strong suggestions to him, I know, and he doesn't completely follow all of them. You know, he's,
he will now.
Well, I hope that's the case. I'm going to go up and look him in the eye tomorrow or Monday and see if we can't, talk to him about, he cannot do what he's doing if he's not healthy. You know?
Yeah.
It's an obligation to try to be in spirit, mind, and body as strong as we can. And I'm guilty of it also, as far as, I'm not, I'm more sedentary than I ever was, and I should be doing more to keep my own health going, but it's if we're going to be serving the good Lord, we should have that at least as one of our thoughts daily to, to do what we can to be as good a warrior as we can in the battle that we're fighting against Satan for the lives and souls of people,
I was just going to say, when you see him, you might have to use that military tone and say, Hartley, are you listening?
He will definitely hear that. For sure.
Well, before we go any farther, Greg, I'm just so pleased by the good news. It definitely sounds very, very positive, compared to the worst kinds of scenarios that all of us were thinking. So I'd like to pause right now and ask you to say on our behalf a prayer of thanksgiving for that, for the progress that we've seen so far, and that supplication for continued progress. And I'd like you to lead us all on that right now, if you would, Greg.
Sure. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we're very aware of your divine mercy and your love for us that is infinite, and all you've done for us when we were yet sinners, Lord. Help us continue to seek you and come closer to you daily. And we ask intercessory and prayer for the continued healing and recovery of Donald and all of us on here, all of my brothers that are online now and sisters, to stay strong in the battles that we're in, because not everyone fights on the same levels as you all do, guys. They just don't. It's not happening. You're part of a remnant, and we need all the remnant to be up and running, and we pray for the intercessory prayer warriors that they can persevere, and that Donald, in his work for the good Lord, gets all he needs in spirit, mind, and body to completely rest and heal and become able to come up and running again, maybe with a little temperance on some things, so that, I know his wife, who is a licensed practical nurse, it indicated that he needs to rest a little bit more. And I have to feel like I'm guilty at times, because I don't know what people's sleep habits are. And I probably have interrupted that with him. I'd like him to be more clear on that. Don't call me between this time and this time, because it's the only time I have to rest, because the rest is a vital part of our work and keeping our body healthy. So, Lord, help him listen, hear, and take your guidance, Lord. Give him the Holy Spirit to guide his steps and how he proceed from this day forward. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And let me just say, Donald, if you're listening, listen, if you have to, and I've been guilty of it too. I've called sometimes and GG has told me, well, he's sleeping now. So, Donald, if you have to, turn the phone off. Turn it off. I'm not against that, doing that myself. If I need to get sleep and I'm afraid I might be interrupted, I turn the phone off. And please, Donald, please. Deeper Truth is still going to be here. We'll keep it afloat. I know you want to jump back in with both feet, and God knows we want you back. But take care of yourself. Get the rest. Follow the doctor's orders. Get yourself back to 100% before you attempt to come back, not only in this, but all the other things that you're doing. You know, if you got to take a few days off from the kitchen renovation or what have you, do what you got to do, Donald, to take care of yourself. Get yourself 100% healthy. And I know I speak for everyone here and everyone on Deeper Truth when I say that. You guys tell me if you disagree.
I'd just like to add that if you're listening, Donald, that I've already set up the show for Sunday night, as always. And since I know how to run the studio, that show will go on, as always. And I hope the usual people who call in will continue to do so, and maybe you'll be able to hear it, if not then, later, as you sometimes do in case you've had to work. So the show will go on tomorrow night.
Thank you, John.
All right. I think that's a very, very good update. And, Greg, I think now we can get into the broader issue of what we're talking about here, is that things don't always go smoothly and wonderfully and swimmingly during the holidays. Sometimes people have trials. Sometimes people have struggles. I know myself, it's interesting, the last few days I've been playing excerpts from a Christmas special that we did in 2014. Little did I know that would really be the last, the last really good Christmas that I've had that's been free of family turmoil and drama and everything. It's been 7 blessed Christmases, but it's been 7 very, very difficult Christmases. And I know I'm not alone. I know there's a lot of people that face a lot of adversity, family members that have to work, sometimes people in the medical profession, doctors, police officers, firemen, people who work 24-hour shifts in retail or commercial or industrial. It's not always peaches and cream at this time of year, and yet that shouldn't diminish our joy one bit, because it's not about this holiday is not about all the routines and the turkeys and the Christmas presents and all that stuff. All that stuff's wonderful. But that's not what it's about. Nothing should be able to steal our joy, right, Greg?
That's correct. That's correct. And it's definitely a team effort, and that's what has been brought together because of John, your guidance in starting the the Deeper Truth, and then Donald come along and, as a brother, and keeping it up and running all these years has been quite an asset. And I believe that's why we have to be surrounded by brothers and counselors to step into the gaps when needed. And because of what you just said, because we all have trials, and sometimes, they always happen for a reason, even though we don't understand them, And maybe this is to tell Don to be a little more cognizant of his human flesh, and that we do everything we can to stay in the battle, but there's going to be times when, the good Lord might be trying to get our attention just a little bit, because I know you're all about 15, 20 years older than me. I know you'll understand that. I know as I'm catching up to you that I feel like I get a little bit older every day. So, anyway, everybody out there, God bless you. These guys are young pups compared to me. God bless them. So anyway.
Well, in this past year, you look at the trial.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, John.
I was just going to say, if you look at our trials in the past year, a year ago, I had no Christmas because I was, well, I had a brush with death and survived COVID. And then, of course, Mike there had serious surgery this year, and then we lost Judy, and now Donald's, you know, being challenged. So the devil, of course, likes to go after those who are warriors against him, but we are never going to quit or give up.
Yep. And that, I believe, is one of the reasons. Go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, Mike had something he wanted to say.
You were saying that you were a young pup. How young a pup are you?
No, I finally reversed myself at the end of that statement and said that y'all were young pups in comparison to me.
Oh, I just wondered how.
He's 27, Mike. Greg is 27.
I don't believe that.
I just want to take the opportunity again to tell all of you just how much you mean to me and how important you are in my life, how much I love each and every one of you. You know, John focused on, brought up the fact that, we lost Judy earlier this year, but you know, we also lost Anne Marie Russell. So we've lost, and a few years back we lost Evan Nunez. So we've lost, you know, three Deeper Truth members. And I certainly didn't want Donald to become the fourth. That certainly was not the outcome that I was, you know, hoping that this was going to turn. But we don't know, guys. We don't know. Each one of us might live 20 more years or 20 more minutes. We don't know. We're not in control of that. So we need to take each and every day. I'll just tell you, each and every day I pray for you guys. You're in my heart. You're in my prayers. And I know you're all, devout in your faith. And each one of you inspires me in your own way. And I just wanted to make a point to get that out there.
Well, Merry Christmas to all of you guys, all of you. And may you have much joy and peace with your family as much as possible in today's times and with all the trials that exist in our lives. And rely totally on the King and our Mama Mary. And they will bring us through those trials, you know. So,
amen.
All right. Well, I don't want to take any of you from your Christmas celebration any more than was necessary, but I did want to have this update and let everybody know and thank the Lord. It looks like you know, things are turning for the better, but I agree with Greg. Now is not the time for us to stop the prayers. We need to keep sending them up. So God bless all of you, and have a very Merry Christmas. And until the next time, this has been Deeper Truth.
Sounds good. God bless you.
Do you hear what I hear?
Said the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see?
Do you see what I see?
A star dancing in the night, with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, Do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
A song, high above the tree, with a voice as big as the sea. With a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know? In your palace warm, mighty king, do you know what I know? A child shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I